Bonkerman, and welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's your Chinese lesson of free speech. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
For Western.
For Western.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. It's going to be Chinese New Year. Maybe we can have our favorite Chinese rodent check in, Hong Satani Phil. Maybe he'll check in next week or next month. We'll see about that.
Look forward to seeing Hong Satani Phil, too. He's definitely invited to Chinese New Year.
Okay. And I want to address something just off the top of the – right off the bat. Regarding me being a Chinese shill, being a shill for the Chinese, I'm a shill for the Chinese. Okay. I'm a shill for the CCP. Whatever. I tell you one thing. If they want to put me on their payroll, they can, and I will register as a foreign agent. I will announce it to everybody if that ever happens. It's never going to happen. But if it ever did happen, I would announce it and I would register as a foreign agent. It's not going to happen. For one reason, there's an old saying, if you can get your milk for free, why buy the cow?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, to address that point about, you know, when people will call us, you know, Chinese shills, in my case, they'll probably call me a Chinese spy. Being, you know, ethnically Han Chinese, it's like, I don't care. Call me that all you want, all day. Who cares? I mean, you know, this so-called society that we live in is the worst of the worst. I mean, it's dominated by, you know, global Jews who seek to hate us and seek to destroy us and all peoples of the world. So, you want to call me a Chinese spy all day? That's fine. I don't care. I mean, it's no worse than it's way better. It's way better than being called a Shabbos goer for the Jewish globalist.
Yeah, and you know, on this show, we're going to talk about a important policy that the Chinese have been pursuing, which I think is a bad idea, and I oppose. We're going to be talking about that, but. Before we get into that, I just want to say, I mean, there's a lot of people, if you're talking about like the Tucker Carlsons and the Alex Joneses and the Chi-Coms, or like in Japan, there's all this anti-Chinese sentiment. And when you look at the problems that America's facing or that Japan is facing, and you see really who is responsible for it, it ain't the Chinese. At least it's not the Chinese for anything significant. Okay, so Tucker Carlson over the past week just had show after show after show where he was ragging on the Chinese. He even had, I didn't see this portion of it because I just got tired. I think this was maybe on Thursday, but like late in the show, he had on his favorite world famous virologist, what's her name? Yan Wu Meng or something like that. I forgot.
But the one that's married to the Indian. I almost said the S word, but I stopped myself.
No. But anyway, she's married to an Indian. She moved to Hong Kong. She's married to an Indian. She has her name among about 17 other people as a co-author on some paper in English on virology. So, okay, she is a virologist. She's certainly not like somebody who is eminent in her field or anything. But, okay, so she's I guess she has a PhD and does virology. But she's been on for the past couple of years saying how this was developed as a bioweapon by the Chinese. It was by the Chinese military as a bioweapon. That was her whole thing. And Tucker keeps rolling it with it. And he'll do shows where the first half of the show is how the virus is really no big deal and it really doesn't hurt anybody. And we shouldn't be doing lockdowns, and we shouldn't be doing social distancing or masks. And then he'll have on this girl who's I have to admit she's kind of cute. And Andrew Anglin refers to her as the Freedom Browjarb lady. All sorts of weird references to her, but he'll have on her, and she's saying this was developed as a bioweapon by the Chinese military. And then next thing you know, he's got Josh Hawley on, and they're saying that, you know, that the Chinese must pay reparations to the rest of the world for this bioweapon that in the first half of the show he said wasn't any big deal. So what is it, Tucker?
Yeah, it's called doublethink. Looks like Tucker's a little bit double-minded. When it comes to this, he doesn't know which side to choose. Either the virus is not that big of a deal, or China, you know, or it's a bioweapon, you know, made in China. So Tucker is very double-minded, which pretty much means that he has no credibility when it comes to China, especially when it comes to China and the virus.
Yeah, and speaking of credibility, okay, so, like, I don't think Tucker is, like, super brilliant. He has taken some good positions on a lot of things over the years, sometimes, alone among mainstream media people. So give credit where credit's due. But regarding China, he doesn't have him on so much anymore, but he used to always have on Gordon Chang, who has been predicting for about a quarter century the imminent collapse of China. And, you know, his famous book is The Coming Collapse of China. I think that's what it's called, or The Coming Demise of China. And we're still waiting. It hadn't happened yet. Gordon Chang, he runs the China desk at Neocon Central. But, you know, was it on Wednesday or Thursday? One of these the days this week, because he's just been going off and off. And like his Monday show, Andrew Anglin, who actually is a good source. He is a trusted source. In fact, he's the most trusted name in news. And he said it was Tucker's worst show ever. But on one of the subsequent days, he was talking about the lockdowns in China. And this is a policy. They have the zero COVID policy, which is a stupid policy. Okay, why they have it, we can talk about. But Tucker, in introducing this issue, literally read from the Epic Times. What's the Epic Times?
That is a Falun Gong cult newspaper. That's run by that's supposed to be, you know, kind of like it's a quote unquote, you know, right wing American publication, but it's owned by the Falun Gong cult, which, you know, we've said on the show before, we've talked about their history and their connections with the CIA, and you know, the Falun Gong is literally trying to manipulate and sucker the American population into supporting a total war against China and the Chinese government. So that's what Falun Gong is, and that's the owner of the Epic Times.
Yeah, and
by the way, I want to say,
go ahead.
All across America, wherever you might be, you'll see these huge billboards, for this Chinese dance. You know, this theater dance is called Shen Yun. You know, Shen Yun. Shen Yun. I mean, it's all over. That's Falun Gong's, you know, mark and avoid them. I mean, they're.
I will say, I like Chinese dance. I do. And I go to Chinese dance shows, not to Falun Gong ones, though. I have a friend who runs a Chinese dance studio. And so I see it's basically recitals of her students. And I really like Chinese dance. And there's, you know, there's Chinese dance and Mongolian dance and Tibetan dance and Uyghur dance. And you know, she teaches it all. And it's great if you like this kind of stuff. And I do. But I'm sure the Shen Yun is probably a spectacle. It is probably a very interesting spectacle. But this cult, correct me if I'm wrong, but the founder of the cult is still alive. He's, what would he probably be in his 70s? He's not that old. And he is revered as, I guess, some sort of combination of the Buddha and Christ. And, you know, they explicitly aimed to overthrow the Chinese government and install some sort of new, they call it the New Tang Dynasty, which would be some sort of theocracy under this Buddha Christ. Am I getting something wrong?
It sounds really awful, just on the surface. I mean, and very clownish, what they say. Yeah, I mean, well, their New Tang Dynasty, we know, is really just going to be another Western puppet government, is what it is. You know, if they do get their way, and they're not going to get their way, but
no.
It's just going to be another government that's subservient to the American Empire, just like all the other puppet governments of the world. So, yeah. But this is the most bizarre way, you know. It's kind of interesting because in the mid 1800s, there was a huge war in China. It was known as the Taiping Rebellion, and the leader of the rebels against the Qing, the Taiping rebel, he was some warlord who claimed to be the brother of Jesus Christ. So, needless to say, there's a reason why Chinese people don't really like, when certain, Chinese individuals, cozy up to the West or try to, you could say, adopt certain Western, religions or values and all that.
It might be interesting someday to look at the Taiping Rebellion and also the Boxer Rebellion. That would be an interesting topic someday. Chiang Kai-shek's wife, as well as Sun Yat-sen's wife, the two wives were sisters to each other, and they were the daughter of one of the richest people in China who made a fortune selling Bibles. And so, Christianity certainly has a foothold in China. It's got a massive foothold in Korea, and it's the dominant.
There's nothing wrong with a Chinese person being a Christian. Not at all. What it is, they use Christianity as some kind of Western value to infiltrate and subvert China. Then it's wrong. But Christianity in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with a Chinese person being a Christian. Millions of Christians
and
in China.
Falun Gong is not Christianity. It's not.
No,
I don't know. I mean, you can look it up on Wikipedia, maybe, and probably get. In fact, I'd recommend you look it up on Wikipedia. I probably got something a little bit wrong, not majorly wrong. I'm not there. I think they lump themselves more in with Buddhism than with Christianity. But there might be no link to Jesus. I don't know. I might have that part of it wrong. But the thing is, it was a cult. And when it started, initially the Chinese authorities turned a blind eye to it. It didn't really bother them. But then they started getting very weird, and a lot of people were joining this. It was growing fast, and they do weird things, such as, the men, in order to show their devotion and their strength, would hang cinder blocks from their testicles, okay? Weird stuff. Did you know that? You can see pictures of it.
Wait, you said the Falun Gong would do that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, they do all kinds of weird, bizarre, just satanic things, if you will. I'm not surprised.
It's just weird. So the Chinese took action to shut it down. Whatever. It's not my.
Yeah, and I want to mention this too about them. One of the biggest sponsors of Falun Gong in the U.S. is this organization called FalunInfo.net, or it's basically a website that dedicates to promoting Falun Gong and talks about the evils of the CCP. And check this out. The director of that Falun Info site, his name is Levi Broud. I mean, if that doesn't sound Jewish, then I don't know what does. I mean, it's literally
a Jewish.
And I looked at the picture of him, and yeah, he's got all the Jewish features, with the hook nose and everything. So, even Jews are behind, this too, in some way, shape, or form.
But by the way, this is this is kind of an aside, but, you know, Kanye West was kicked off of Twitter for having tweeted out, supposedly for having tweeted out, an image of a swastika inside a Star of David.
A 6-pointed star.
And what this is, it's the official symbol for some new age religion cult, called, what is it called? Realian? And I know nothing about it, but, you know, somebody encouraged me to look into it yesterday, and so today I looked it up, and, so Realian, it was founded by, wait for it, some Jew in France or Switzerland or something, and some European Jew founded some religion that, like, I guess it centers around aliens or something, and they have as their symbol a swastika inscribed in a Star of David. Ye tweeted it out. I don't know if this is true, but there's some rumors to some sort of link between Elon Musk and this religion. Whatever, I don't know, and I don't really care. But I'm just saying that, you know, a new age religion started by some Jew, or involvement of Jews in new age religions, yeah, it's plausible. But just getting back to the Falun Gong, I don't have the smoking gun handy, but the idea that the CIA would not have tried to take advantage of this cult and wouldn't be, trying to help it in destabilizing Chinese society, that's pretty plausible. It's pretty daggone plausible. I don't have the smoking gun on me.
Well, it's also the fact they have so much money. I mean, you know, the founder of the Falun Gong cult, he lives in some, several thousand acre complex in upstate New York or something. And, you know, he's got millions and millions of dollars, if not more. And so obviously they're getting their funding from somewhere, and that money just doesn't appear US dollars do appear out of thin air, but obviously they're getting that from someone. So it's, and all I have to say to the American people is, you know, when you see that, you know, don't be a sucker. Don't be a sucker for these people. If you see them and don't know what they are, you know, ask or do a little bit of research even. Of course, you know, gotta be careful, you know, where you get your information from, but, just don't be a sucker for these people. Don't think, oh, it's so, it's all, Chinese culture and then, no, I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's good. I'm glad that, you know, a lot of Americans and Westerners appreciate Chinese culture, but don't, you know, if there's a cult behind it, it's like, don't be hypnotized by them or anything.
Yeah. And I'm just kind of, I don't know a huge amount of Falun Gong, but, just if you peruse through, Wikipedia, which, you know, not that Wikipedia is the, repository of all knowledge, but, you look through it and there's, you know, it's basically derivative of, Buddhism and Taoism and traditional Chinese, religions. I don't know if there's any connection to, Jesus or not. This guy seems to be more, I don't know, whatever.
Let me. For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
So Republicans will control the House, and Trump is running for president again. Now what? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. What can we hope for from a Republican-controlled House of Representatives? Well, if history is an example, not much. Maybe instead of bills spending $2 trillion at a time, maybe they'll only spend $1.5 trillion. Government accounts for 57% of our nation's gross domestic product. That means that every taxpayer works from January 1st through July 27th just to feed our massive, bloated, overgrown government. If we wanted to get anywhere near a balanced budget, we would have to cut spending, all spending, by nearly 25%. The last time a president was elected to cut spending, Reagan was only able to cut the growth of spending. The Uniparty in D.C. has created an uncontrollable monster. It no longer matters whether Democrats or Republicans are in charge. The monster will continue to be fed with your money and your liberty. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time. Sivus Pashem Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Buddhism and Taoism and traditional Chinese religions. I don't know if there's any connection to Jesus or not. This guy seems to be more, I don't know, whatever. But, okay, anyway, the only reason I brought it up is because that's the Epoch Times. And the Epoch Times is actually a reasonably good source of news about America, but anything about China is highly suspect. So that was the source that Tucker was using. And so Tucker makes these grand accusations about the Chinese authorities locking people in houses and shooting dogs and whatever. And maybe some of that happened. It may have. But you can be absolutely sure that Tucker's not understating anything. If there's room for error, he's absolutely overstating things. This is a bad policy. The zero COVID is a bad policy. But if you look at, you know, they had this policy, well, not this, they didn't have zero COVID per se, but they had lockdowns and forced vaccinations and all these other things in most Western countries, Canada and Australia being really bad examples, but New York State and a lot of American states, forced vaccination. How about forced vaccination of our military, of our college students, Washington DC, forced vaccination of elementary school children. So you have all this stuff and we're talking about mRNA vaccinations, which are much more dangerous than the Sinovac. The Sinovac isn't dangerous at all, as far as we know. It's probably not effective either, but who cares? It's just a traditional, you know, run-of-the-mill vaccination. A lot of people don't like those either, but it's not an mRNA thing. But here was the, we talked about this a week or two ago, and we said the test is going to be, whereas in America, and in particular in, you know, Canada and Australia, they had these massive crackdowns. They had the crackdown on the demonstrators in, the truckers. And in Australia, they were literally raiding people's houses before any demonstrations could take place, arresting people preemptively so that they wouldn't demonstrate, and throwing them into concentration camps.
And of the ones, and of the ones of the demonstrations that did manifest and take root, the militarized police of Australia were shooting live ammunition at them, you know, rubber bullets, but still, I mean, they can really injure somebody. They were shooting live ammunition at them. And then in Canada, you had the militarized police there with their horses stepping on protesters, trampling them to death. I mean, you compare that to you know, the police in China. They're showing extreme restraint. Extreme restraint.
So,
because the Chinese people, the Chinese police know if they try even anything remotely close to any kind of, you know, violence or anything, the Western media will capitalize that and plaster it all over their front page.
So I was reading from, I think it was the Daily Mail, probably. It was probably the Daily Mail. It was one of the British papers. And they were describing it. They were describing a demonstration. And, you know, demonstrations do happen in China. They have demonstrations. They usually don't get too much out of control, but they do have demonstrations. It's not particularly rare. So they had a demonstration. They were describing one, and they were saying, you know, no lockdowns, no this, no that. You know, we want to go out, which is all fine. And then, if you looked at the article, I wish I had it in front of me, but and then someone said, "Down with the CCP," and people said, "Down with CCP," and "Down with Xi Jinping," "Down with Xi Jinping," or whatever. But you know, the way it was written, that could be a true statement. If, like, one person said something and, like, a half a dozen people around him repeated it. And it's not a statement that these were actually, that there were widespread demonstrations across China in order to overthrow the CCP and Xi Jinping. It was made to mislead people into thinking that's what it was. But if you actually looked at the words that were written, they weren't making that claim. They were just, it was just, you know, just kind of one example of something that one reporter claims to have heard. To what extent? I mean, I'd be mad at the government over lockdowns. I was very, very mad at this government. And I still am. But anyway, a couple of weeks ago, what we said, the test would be whether, they just doubled down the way Australia and Canada did, and Canada taking away people's bank accounts for having supported the Freedom Convoy, or China. Did China double down, or has it backed off?
I mean, it sounds like they're backing off from what the headlines are. They're trying to back off slowly, but true.
Yeah. I think they are backing off. They're going to relax these policies. China doesn't get everything right. Here's the thing. This is one of the things that bothered me about Tucker Carlson. He was implying, one of the things that really, really bothered me was he was implying that, China was doing all these horrible things. And that that's totally okay with the American government, because apparently the Biden administration and the Democrats and everybody else and
the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Horrible things, and that that's totally okay with the American government, because apparently the Biden administration and the Democrats and everybody else, and you know, the South Americans, everybody is working for the Chinese, everybody's working for the CCP, and you know, so that our lockdowns were he said our lockdowns were modeled after their lockdowns. Okay, well, if we're modeling our COVID policy after the Chinese, why aren't we modeling our immigration policy after the Chinese? Why aren't we modeling our policy towards Ukraine after the Chinese? Why aren't we modeling our policy on Black Lives Matter after the Chinese? Why only this policy?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just goes to show you that the West, the liberal left governments that dominate the West hate the people that they're dominating over and seek to destroy them. And therefore, they're only going to take the worst aspects of, you know, different governments and use them to oppress the people. There's no such thing as every government makes mistakes, including the Chinese government, and they admit it when they do make mistakes. But somehow the policy,
even if they don't admit it, they back off.
Yeah, at least they change. I mean, it's just like what Eric Lee said. You can change the, you may not be able to change the party, but you can change the policy. Whereas in the West, you can change party all day you want, but you can never change the policy.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect the Biden administration to condemn China's lockdowns, because the Biden administration has been using, and the not Trump per se, but the Trump administration, people in the Trump administration, and a lot of governors have been pursuing these kind of policies. They've loved these kind of policies. They wouldn't criticize China for having lockdowns. They wouldn't criticize. I didn't hear them criticize. I don't know if Iran had lockdowns. They wouldn't criticize Iran for lockdowns. North Korea is so isolated, it didn't get the COVID until pretty late. And then I think they did do some lockdowns when they finally got it. They wouldn't know what the hell's going on. Honestly, the North Koreans would not know what the hell's going on. That country is really, really isolated. It's amazing. Just a quick aside. I can't remember when the Winter Olympics and the Summer Olympics used to be in the same year. And at some point, maybe it was 1990, they stopped being the same year. Maybe, I don't know. Either in 88 or 90, the Winter Olympics, the North Korean delegation showed up for the Olympics. And have you ever watched speed skating in the Olympics?
Long time. I mean, not a whole lot, but I did a while ago. I think I might have, you know, the last one in Beijing.
Okay. So I used to watch it. It's pretty cool, but, speed skating. And if you watch it anytime over the past 30 something years, you hear this clack, 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 because they have, the skates are attached to the boots with springs. And so the skaters can lift their heels up, but their ball of the foot is still down. And the blade of the skate is still down, because the blade of the skate is attached only at the front of the boot, and it's attached by a strong spring, so that when if you only have the ball of your foot on the ice, and your heel can be up, the skate is down. The skate separates, it hinges away from your heel. But then once you lift up that foot, the spring snaps it back, right? And so they're called clack skates. And they were invented around like 1988 or something, or 86, whatever it was. They were invented. And so the Winter Olympics come, and the North Koreans had always been powerhouse in speed skating. They're really good at it. They showed up. They were unaware that this invention had even taken place. They all showed up with old-fashioned skates, and every other team had these clack skates, and so the, you know, North Koreans were wiped out. I just raised it because the North Koreans are that isolated. And, you know, honestly, like, there's bad things about it, but there's been good things about it, and the North Koreans people, North Korea is the most homogeneous country of anywhere near its size on Earth. You know, maybe Tonga or somewhere is more homogeneous. I don't know. Maybe some Pacific Island might be. But in terms of any country with a million or more people, North Korea is the most homogeneous. They haven't had mass immigration. And even though their government makes a lot of mistakes, their people have survived.
Yes, their people, as, you know, impoverished as they might be, you will never know. Yeah, at least they're not set to become a minority in their own country by, I don't know, what, 2040 or something?
Yeah. And so, anyway, I'm just bringing that up. Okay. So, I heard all this stuff, and I just thought, last week, I just thought, okay, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Tucker Carlson, because it, you know, why do we need this? And, you had Ye and Nick Fuentes on with Alex Jones, and of course Alex Jones is still talking about the Chi-Coms. And you know, at one point,
you don't have.
Yeah.
The two phrase, yeah, Chi-Coms and Nazis. I mean, with all due respect, Alex Jones is a complete moron, and he's a gatekeeper, and I don't really like him that much. In fact, I don't like him at all.
Chi-Coms.
I wish the best for that, you know, what, loss, that, you know, lawsuit that he's struggling with now, that $50 billion lawsuit or whatever.
But it's gone up to like $1 trillion or something. I don't know. It's a really sad joke what's happening to him. A lot of people have learned a lot of things from Alex Jones, and some people look at him as halfway a performance artist. And I know somebody who watches his show because it's funny. If you look at it, but I also know people who watch his show and literally believe there's, you know, reptile people that are controlling things or something like that. So it depends. You have to be discerning, but I don't know if you want to talk more about, Tucker and, the Chinese, the brow jarb, virologist.
Well, other than Carlson has no credibility whatsoever when it comes to China. That's all I'll say about him. Other topics, sure, okay, you know, he might, you know, like talking about, you know, domestic, you know, policies and the Ukraine stuff, okay, sure, but when it comes to China, he has zero credibility and he needs to just shut up. And of course he's not going to, but he needs to shut up and stop deceiving people.
Well, I mean, sometimes he goes for months at a time without talking about it. And if that's what it is, if it was just like a minor annoyance every now and then, it would be one thing. But here we've got this massive, what I was calling the Kanye cost, which Tucker actually had a small role in, getting kindled. And this is going on all around us. And he's really, instead of talking about it, he like barely mentioned it halfway sideways. I mean, he did say he made some really passing reference, without mentioning Kanye or Nick Fuentes, some passing reference that, you know, in America, you're not supposed to talk about certain things, just like a really indirect reference to it, but mainly just going off and off and off about China. You got the most important thing going on in the United States. This is a huge deal. And rather than talking about that, he's just going on and on and about China. Now, China, the zero policy is a bad policy. So I want you to, I know you have some ideas about why they're doing this. I have some ideas. Let's just get those aired one more time. My feeling is that, you know, there could be other reasons, but the main thing is that, the Chinese and the Japanese, for instance, and probably some other countries, they look at the data coming out of the United States and other Western countries where the United States is claiming that, you know, they've had, what is it now, like a million, 1. Whatever million or 2 million people die from the coronavirus. And the Chinese said, well, God, whatever they're doing isn't working. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing. Well, they were doing lockdowns. So they're doubling down on the lockdowns. Japan, they were doing maximum masks. They don't actually mandate the masks, but the Japanese are so orderly and obedient that just a recommendation, everybody's been wearing a mask, not just indoors, but outdoors for, going on 3 years now, which is really sad. But the Japanese, elite believe, well, they think, well, our death rates are only, 1/20th the American death rate. So whatever we're doing is right and we're going to keep doing it. That's my theory about why the Chinese have been going on the zero COVID policy.
The U.S. has grossly exaggerated the number of deaths. It's not a million. It's way less than that. The U.S. exaggerates everything.
Maybe I left it out. But that the Japanese and the Chinese and a lot of other people take seriously the data that comes out, where we don't, we're not taking it seriously, but other people are taking it seriously. And it's a mistake, but this is what they do in the foreign ministry or in the major media. They actually read the New York Times and they watch CNN and they believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that definitely is a possibility in China, you know, because Chinese people like to gather in mass gatherings in massive crowds. You know, I said this last week, you know, hurrah now. That's an expression for very lively, very vibrant. And Chinese people like that. They like to go to the most crowded places, you know, and eat all kinds of food. And you know, the way viruses spread traditionally is one person has it in a crowded area and it spreads to everybody. And I think there are Chinese authorities who know that. They recognize that and they say, no, we can't have this because in China, a nation of 1.4 billion, oh, that's going to spread a lot, so we have to do this. But I do think that there is a more, you know, kind of a more hidden, sophisticated reason as to why, you know, they're doing this. And it has nothing to do with COVID. It has everything to do with mass preparation for, you know, any kind of, you know, future, you know, near future war that might take place. Because China, they're looking across the Pacific. They're seeing the American Empire. It's getting more aggressive. It's getting more bloodthirsty. It's getting more warlike. And they're seeing what they're trying to do, you know, in East Asia and building up bases and everything. And you know, with the whole, you know, the American Empire, you know, being real aggressive on Taiwan and everything. And the Chinese officials, they see this and they're like, well, we have to do something. We have to, you know, prepare our people, transition our people from a peacetime society to a wartime one. We can't just, you know, come right in and tell them this because then people will panic. So let's just do it, you know, now that we have this COVID, you know, in this COVID framework in place, let's just use that and continue that. You know, zero COVID policy, we'll just continue that. So that way, if we need to move resources, we need to move people around to, you know, protect them, then that's what we'll do. So I think that's a possibility too. Now, you know, I mean, I could be full of BS, but you know, that from what it looks like, I mean, I don't think the Chinese officials, at least of the high-ranking ones, are that stupid when it, you know, comes to COVID. So they could just be using COVID as a guise, as a way to, you know, kind of cover their secret operation to get the country ready for a war. That China will not start, by the way. It's going to be America that starts it, not China. But China's getting the preparations ready under the guise of COVID. So that's my take on it. Yeah. Another thing too, I want to say this okay. too. Unless do you have something else to say about this? Because there's something
I can wait.
Well, I want to pay my respects to a man who led China for 10 years. He just passed away yesterday. And then his name is Jiang Zemin. He is the third president of the People's Republic of China. Mm. And he just passed away. So I'd like to pay my respects to him and to his family. So, Jiang Zemin, you've served China well for 10 years. May you rest in peace.
Yeah, he was the leader of China. And then Hu Jintao.
Yeah, then Hu Jintao. And then Xi Jinping.
Hu Jintao, I guess, is not in the best of health either.
Yeah, but Jiang Zemin was in really bad health these past few years. When he would go to the military parades of President Xi Jinping, he would have to be held up by, you know, two officials, because he was in very bad health. But I mean, it was during Jiang Zemin when China was experiencing, you know, a lot of its growth and development. You know, from 1995 to 2005. So, but he just, yeah, he has passed away now.
1995 to 2005?
Mm-hmm.
It would be earlier than that. He was,
sorry, 1993 to 2003. 1993 to 2003.
All right, yeah.
Somewhere there. It was right after, I mean, actually, let me just look it up, so that way that's easier to do.
Yeah, and what was and I think before he had some, what was he before he became president? Because didn't he have some role?
That was wrong. I'm sorry, yeah. I was way off. He was actually no, I was right. He was the president of the Republic of the People's Republic of China from 93 to 03. But he was the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party from June 24th, 1989 to November 2002.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, like, he was one of part of the new team of leadership that emerged post Tiananmen Square.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as such, he was somebody who was working directly with or under Deng Xiaoping. Mm-hmm. So one of the people who was actually really implementing Deng Xiaoping. Deng Xiaoping, you know, people can think whatever they want. I think he was a pragmatist and the most important statesman probably of the 20th century.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Who is actually really implementing Deng Xiaoping. Deng Xiaoping, you know, people can think whatever they want. I think he was a pragmatist and the most important statesman probably of the 20th century. I would think so. Certainly the second, certainly of my lifetime in the 20th century. The only person in my lifetime who would rival him would be Vladimir Putin in terms of being A, important, and B, really benefiting huge numbers of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to say
bag. He could be a mixed bag.
And I want to say too about Jiang Zemin. Jiang Zemin, he was the one who really stood up to the Falun Gong cult and really cleaned house and kicked them out of China because of the damage they were doing to the people. So it was Jiang Zemin who was the one that kicked them out. So that's another one of his accomplishments.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was wrong again. He actually died on November 30th. Not yesterday. So you see, this is you know, we've both been very busy and what
yeah, life of news to get through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Catch up sometimes. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we just have a couple minutes left, and as I started off, you know, talking about how I would willingly be a paid call to the Chinese, it's not likely to happen. But you know, here's the thing. There's a lot of stuff that the Chinese government does that I don't like. But you know, whatever, you have to look at things not just in absolute purist terms. You got to look at them in relative terms, and both in relative relative to the rest of the world, but also relative to their own local history, their own Chinese history. And things have gotten way better for the Chinese people. And that's their own history. And then compared to the rest of the world, our problems, are they really from the Chai Coms? Are they really from the Chai Coms? I don't think so. So, you know, I don't like things like digital currency. I don't know. I mean, to a large extent, they may well get this digital currency thing. It's a country that historically emphasizes harmony over freedom. They don't have to be mutually exclusive, but maybe sometimes they are. But you know, that's them. And the Chinese system wouldn't work for Americans because the Chinese system is designed specifically. It's socialism with what characteristics?
Chinese characteristics. Socialism with Chinese characteristics.
Yeah. So, you know, any system with Chinese characteristics is going to be better suited for China than for, say, America. And fine. Good for them. I would like any system with American characteristics. Maybe someday we'll get it. Maybe Ye and Nick will help us get it, but that might be the discussion for another day. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, anything but Judeo. Anything but Judeo characteristics. Anything but
Judeo. I don't mean to always be ragging on Jews, and I actually, honestly, not that it's going to give me any brownie points, but actually, I almost all the Jewish people I know I like. It's not like that, but they shouldn't be running this country because they have not done a very good job of it.
They've purposely not done a good job.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Cato.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's talk to you all next week.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode and a special guest of National Bugle Radio.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's easeoff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.